Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head, no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. This is the Zabecast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Feeling kind of mean. I knew there was a reason why I was procrastinating the Tuesday podcast. I just had to watch Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and it did not disappoint. You want to know what high-level hockey is all about? If you don't already, it was about this sequence, 1-1, 5 minutes to go in the second period, when it looked like Edmonton was about to take the lead. As Lee Corso might say, not so fast, my friend.
There's Reinhardt on the counter. Sam Reinhardt. This has happened forever in hockey. A great chance at one end. Vogel's shot is stopped by Bobrovsky, and Kulikov shovels it behind the net. A quick up on the breakout by Verhaeghe, and Sam Reinhardt's got all kinds of room. A miscommunication. Kulak and Cece, the two Oilers.
And there it is. The final call, not the final call, but the game-winning goal by Sam Reinhardt. Great call by Sean McDonough. Ray Ferraro doing a great job on the broadcast. A lot of us dearly miss the great Doc Emrick, but that announce crew did a hell of a job, and the Florida Panthers avoid what would have been a catastrophic 3-0 collapse in the Ultimate Series. Hello, everybody, and how you doing? Happy late Monday, June 24. Now Tuesday, as you're listening to this, happy Tuesday, June 25. 2024. You may now exit the ride to your left. Thank you very much for riding Sports the Coaster. It starts in late August with the clickety-clack leading up to the football season, like a roller coaster going up the first steep hill. Clack, 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 clack. And then as soon as we get that first weekend, it is nothing but whee! And then finally, thank you for riding sports. Now exit to your left. And I know you're going to say there's baseball, and there is the world, and there is the All-Star game, and there's the Olympics coming up, and there's always golf, and there's racing, and there's some other, and there's the WNBA. No, no, no. The sports ride starts in late August, and it ends right about now in late June. Hell of a ride it was, and I'm glad that I took a moment. I procrastinated the shit out of this podcast. It's just, by the way, me tonight. I know you might be disappointed. I didn't have anyone on hold to want to wait through the end of this game, but I'm glad that I did procrastinate, and I was watching the game pretty much nonstop for the better part of the last two periods, because there would be a lot of reasons for me to go, eh, don't need to. We'll only touch on it in the morning on 97.3 The Game. Butchie might have watched some of the game. He was busy doing his basketball camps all day. Josh is not very much of a hockey fan, so it wouldn't have had much utility on the show, but I wanted to watch it for my own enjoyment. And this is a peril of the business that I am in. I have now tailored a lot of my sports consumption to dovetail with what is the most useful to what I'm going to be doing professionally, on the air, on this podcast, etc. And that's a terrible way to go through life as a sports fan. You should watch what you love. Watch what excites you. Watch what makes you geeky and nerdy inside, whether or not anyone else cares about it. And it could be a really exotic niche, or is it niche? I don't know. I've heard it both ways. Sport. But if you're a fan, enjoy it. Savor it. So nearly 30 years after Scott Mellenby allegedly killed a rat. And I say allegedly, not that I think that the Florida Panthers were lying back in 95, 96. But it's a great apocryphal story, which probably is true, but you never know. When forward Scott Mellenby killed a rat in the Panthers locker room back at the old arena downtown Miami, which was quickly becoming a rat's nest itself. And then it became the stuff of legend, and it got out. And so then after every big win and after every hat trick by a Florida Panther, they would throw plastic rats on the ice to celebrate, called a rat trick. It's in Wikipedia. You can look it up. That was almost 30 years ago, but they finally now have their Stanley Cup championship. Hell of a series, hell of a comeback, and it's just amazing to watch these men. These hockey players are cut differently. I don't want to get into the debate of who are the best athletes in sports, because it's all different, right? But hockey players endure to climb this mountaintop more than any other sport. It is so physically brutal. It's like tackle football combined with running a marathon, combined with the drama of a best of seven. And you never know how much guys are hurt, actually injured, hurting. Now in the next couple of days, the triage report will come out and you'll find out just who was really, really banged up in this series. But it looked like, I mean, Edmonton had the ice tilted in their favor for pretty much the entire second period. And Florida just hung on and hung on and hung on, and Bobrovsky was great. Old Bob in net. And then by the time the third period came, the chances were a little bit less for Edmonton, but they still had their flurries. And then the Panthers just went into a rope-a-dope for about 10 minutes. And I think McDonough did a great job of saying it's a long time to be doing a rope-a-dope, but that's what they're doing. And, of course, it was fitting that the game ended with a bunch of Panthers pretty much freezing the puck in the corner to let the last 12 seconds of the game expire. The players were dead. The legs were gone. The ice was choppy. There was a dog sitting rinkside who apparently is a famous golden doodle that it goes to not just Panther games, but also Heat games. I don't know anything about that. You had the father-son legacy of Matthew Tkachuk winning the cup. His father, Keith, of course, a longtime NHL star. And Connor McDavid, or Connor McJesus, or whatever his nickname is, I've heard it multiple ways, was just not, didn't quite have enough. He still won the Conn Smythe, the trophy for the MVP of the series, to a small smattering of boos because, of course, it's not typical to give the MVP to a player on the losing team. I'd have to look up how many times it's happened in hockey. It's happened a handful of times, but not many in the other sports. But I think well-deserved because of his dominance in the best of seven. And then, of course, the handshake tradition afterwards and the skating of the cup with all the players. They've been nonstop on ESPN right now. It's still going on. It's been like 20 minutes. So great. Such a great tradition. 4,000 NHL games. This was the final game, 4,000th game of the year. And it ended kind of sloppy, but oh well. You combine that with the College Baseball World Series, which, unless something crazy happened, Tennessee won that. Let me look that up right now as we speak. Excuse me very much. There you go. Vols win men's college World Series. Come on, CBS Sports. Just say Vols win college World Series. That's enough. There is no women's college baseball World Series. There might be a softball World Series, but you could just say the insert college wins softball World Series, and we would know what you're talking about. Texas A&M did come back with a furious rally, but fell short in the ninth. Was not watching that on two screens. I was busy unpacking from flying back from Milwaukee and getting some stuff done. So, hell of a night. Hell of a night. And like I said, the ride is over. Sports. Thank you. Please take all your belongings with you. Exit to the left. Enjoy your summer with your family or whatever you're doing. And we will see you back here at the front of the line in about 2 months. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Now to other matters. J.J. Redick was introduced as the Lakers' newest head coach on Monday, and he didn't waste any time dropping plenty of F-bombs to show what a serious, focused, tough guy that he is, I suppose. I'm one of a handful of people, and I noticed there were some on my Twitter timeline that agreed. So I was glad to see that. But I was one of not that many people that just said, really? We're really doing this. You feel the need to drop F-bombs at your opening press conference. Now, I know what you're going to say. But Zabe, you fucking do it all the time. And I would say, yeah, you're fucking right I do. Because I'm not the head coach of an NBA team. I'm not a star athlete for whom kids look up to. And yes, I'm going to invoke the kids. I'm not somebody who is supposed to be a professional who is in control of his emotions, his dialogue, and his messaging to have to resort to cheap things like F-bombs, but I guess J.J. Redick felt the need to do that. Here was the question that precipitated Redick's response.
Second of all, what misconceptions or concerns about you that you've heard in the last few weeks are you the most like looking forward to dispelling when you're the coach?
It's a valid question, and I've certainly heard everything. You know, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks or so, just in terms of you know, being part of the engagement farming industry. You know, it's been really interesting.
The engagement farming industry, it's called the news. It's called people are sports fans. They want to talk about these things. They want to observe, this podcast he started with LeBron, that couldn't be a way to maybe ingratiate himself to the Lakers star. Nah.
However, I don't really have a great answer for your question, because I really don't give a fuck. Like, honestly, I want to coach the Lakers. I want to coach the team. I don't want to dispel anything. I don't. I want to become a great coach in the NBA, and I want to win championships, and I want my players to maximize their careers. That's all I fucking care about.
Oh, yes. Way to go, J.J. Redick. Yeah, he has got major Alec Baldwin vibes from Glengarry Glen Ross, not just visually, because he looks like Alec Baldwin, a young Alec Baldwin in that great movie, adapted from the David Mamet play, depressing, intense, iconic, I recommend it highly. Not only visually does he look that way, his mannerisms and his measures of speech is such, and maybe that's what he was channeling. But none of this wins you games. None of this matters. And I'm still old school enough to go, you know what? Like, really? Do we really need to do that? Now, of course, there's more to the story now that Redick has been introduced. A while back, Stephen A. Smith on ESPN said he felt like Redick starting the podcast with LeBron, with the season still going on in March, was undermining LeBron's head coach, Darvin Ham, who just so happens to be black. And a lot of people picked up on it and ran with it. Some hosts like Pat McAfee last week specifically said they didn't like how some of Reddick's colleagues at ABC ESPN were starting a whispering campaign against him, pretty much putting that on Stephen A. Smith. And of course, the wannabe $25 million man now says, hey, this was black coaches telling a black commentator they didn't like that a black head coach with his black superstar might be on the outs. Sit this one out, white people.
I want to say this as I want to reiterate what Janice said off the top of the show. You talk about breaking news. Put all of us up on that camera right now, please. You talk about breaking news. Look at this. Three black dudes talking hockey. Hey, on national television.
Let's go. Huh? Let's go.
Only in America, baby. Only in America, baby.
Sorry, that was the wrong bite. That was Stephen A. saying how he was going to the Stanley Cup Final Game 7, which, of course, you know, let's do that hockey. Of course, also on the broadcast was P.K. Subban, who happens to be black, and a great former NHL player? Yes, former, along with Shannon Sharp. And there's nothing wrong with a big tent of, hey, hockey can be for anybody, and it's not hard to pick it up and understand it once you start watching it. But yeah, that was about that. It wasn't about the thing with the podcast. Let me see if I can find this here. Hold on just a second. I told you, late night, not going to run from the grind. Want to give you the best of the best I got. Here it is right here.
This for the platform of First Take, even though I said it on Stephen A. Smith's show. Let me repeat it again to let everybody know I didn't stutter. Okay? Black coaches called the black commentator to complain about a black superstar doing a podcast while his black head coach was on the hot seat before he ultimately lost the damn job. What does that have to do with white folks? Some things are none of your damn business.
Nothing.
It was a black on black thing, but you got other folks who will remain nameless working with for other networks with their irrelevant ass selves, popping their junk, okay? And the fact of the matter is, it has absolutely positively nothing to do with that. It's about the fact that this situation end up looking the way that it looks optically, and now LeBron James is going to have to go out on that basketball court with what you said, Shay Shay, knowing that JJ's got to walk into that locker room, with what Udonis Haslam said in terms of, hey, when JJ talks, you're going to have people raising that proverbial eyebrow, wondering whether it's coming from him or whether it's coming from LeBron. Yeah. All those things you're going to have to deal with. That's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's where we are now in the minds of some people. Jason Whitlock said, why does ESPN allow this level of bigotry to be spewed without rebuke? This is insanity. I would agree. Not only did McAfee pretty much take aim at Stephen A. for bringing this angle up and kind of poisoning the water on Reddick's regime before it even begins in L.A., but Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, now head coach of the Green Bay Fightin' Phoenix, mentioned Smith by name, and he went there hard. Quote, let me state this really carefully. Stephen A. Smith is a race baiter. He is disgraceful saying that on national TV. Disgraceful. J.J. Redick and LeBron James are clearly friends. They have a relationship. They have mutual respect for one another. The only one who's making it out to be a racial thing is Stephen A. Smith. He is creating this. This is honestly pure evil. That's what bad people do. It's getting spicy already, and the Lakers have yet to win or lose a single game. Cut three. What do you mean by stranded exactly? As you may know, there are some of our astronauts, American astronauts, up on the International Space Station. And their Boeing-made Starliner spacecraft that can go up to low Earth orbit and back down and up and down again on a good day when the McFlurry machine is not broken, are up there a little longer than they had expected to be because Boeing said, yeah, we have a sort of a problem here. In fact, multiple problems. They were supposed to come back on June 13th. It is now the 25th. And many people are saying, well, they're stranded up there unless Elon Musk, you know, unless they call Uncle Elon to send his rocket ship up there to grab him and bring him back. Or someone I saw mentioned that apparently the Russians may have this capability. Imagine having to call Putin to say, yeah, you know, this is awkward, but I know we are funding the Ukraine side of this bloody war that you've been bogged down in now for who knows how many months. We've lost track because even all of our privileged white liberals that were, you know, flying the Ukrainian flag, they've taken those down by now. They're not even in Twitter bios anymore. This thing's been going on so long. They've lost interest. But yeah, see, could you send a shuttle up to get our astronauts? So somebody posted that they're stranded on the ISS and Community Notes, which is oftentimes pretty good, responded to the tweet by saying, they're not stranded. Right now, NASA is using the extra time to further evaluate the situation before deciding on a next course of action. Well, that is a spin. They were supposed to be home 11 days ago. A thruster is busted. Other things are broken. They don't feel confident in bringing them back right now. I would call that stranded. Now, I would not call that hopelessly stranded. I would not call that permanently stranded. I would not call that lost or screwed or game over, man, game over. But I would call it stranded. We were supposed to be home 11 days ago. Shit's broken. And you don't necessarily have a plan right now as to how to get us back. For the moment, we're stranded. That got into an interesting debate on the morning show about, so what would you consider stranded? Like if your car breaks down on the side of the road, are you stranded? And I'd say, no, you're not stranded because you can walk even an arduous 20, 40, 60 miles all day and all through the night to get to wherever you have to go. You're not stranded. You're inconvenienced for sure. Now, if you are on an island and you can't leave the island because swimming would be too dangerous, then you are indeed stranded. So I define stranded as you are somewhere that you can't leave the immediate proximity on your own or with whatever mechanical device got you there. A car, a boat, a bicycle, a rocket ship. If you can't leave, you're stranded for the moment. Hopefully we get them back in very soon order because I would imagine they're starting to stress up there. Apparently a 45-day window upon which to get them home safely, and the clock is ticking. Let's talk protesters for a moment, shall we? These jackasses up at the Travelers who decided, oh, we're going to save the planet by interrupting the 18th hole of a golf tournament, are facing the usual array of, you know, low-level criminal mischief and interfering with this, interfering with that. I'd be surprised if they did more than a weekend in jail. But I think I can safely speak for the rest of America to say, fuck these people. There cannot be punishment harsh enough for them. They are not saving the planet. They are not changing anyone's minds. And while, yeah, it's only a golf tournament, people are sick of it. I know myself, I want law and fucking order. I want Singapore more and more all the time. And so jackasses like this, and I mean this, whether it's golf, my favorite sport, or something else or anything else, you have a right to peaceably assemble and to protest against your government, be it local, state, or national. Peaceably assemble, not run around like a jackass and fuck shit up. Which brings me to a correction, one of many I have to issue about Stonehenge. Stonehenge is not in Wales. It's in the UK. But they apparently got the stones from Wales, 40 miles away. Didn't get that quite right on the podcast. I appreciate people keeping me honest. Also, Andrew Hotchkiss emailed to say, Zabe, the Billy Joel concert you referenced with Andy, it wasn't the last one. It was just the 100th show at Madison Square Garden. It happened several months ago. It was not live. It was taped. But he had switched up a bunch of songs in the set list, and they were running a recording of it. and it went long, and that's why the affiliate cut it off. That's what happened. Still playing concerts there once a month, which is sort of like you start to go, you know what? I really don't want to go to New York City anytime soon for what it's become, but to see Billy Joel live in concert like that would be pretty damn cool. So correction there as well. Now to a correction that I couldn't believe my eyes when I read it, but here it goes. Email, you can always reach me at zabe@yahoo.com. I appreciate the feedback. I take it all in stride. I will take constructive criticism. I will even read not constructive criticism because it makes me tougher. Where this falls, I'm not quite sure. Ryan McGinn writes to say, "Hey, Zabe, I haven't even listened to your newest Zabecast episode yet, but the title has made me question if I should stop listening to all episodes going forward." Wow, what did I do? "The Huck Tua meme is everywhere right now, and I do mean everywhere," writes Ryan. "No matter which social media site you go on, you will hear that Southern accent at least 20 times without trying. You got to put that Huck Tua on it." "The part that has made me so disappointed with you is not the Huck Tua. It's that you spelled it H-O-C-K-T-U-A, as in Tua Tagovailoa. As anyone should know, it is actually Hawk Tua, H-A-W-K-T-U-A-H. There's even t-shirts that have been printed up that says Hawk Tua 2024, like a campaign t-shirt. The president VP tandem of Hawk and Tua. You not only getting the spelling wrong has made me wonder if you've lost your fastball, but you have officially ventured into the old man trying to fit in with the younger crowd meme. I don't mean to be hard on you," writes Ryan McGinn. Well, you kind of are. "But this is not a good look for your image. And I hope that you double-check your memes before posting them to avoid getting laughed at. Thanks, sincerely, Ryan McGinn." I responded, "Okay, how old are you?" He wrote, "Hey, Steve, 29. Thanks." I responded with, "All right. Any hints on how not to be too old?" This 29-year-old was spell-shaming me about how I interpreted a young woman's description of lubing up the male genitalia before performing a sexual act that I don't need to repeat here. It's H-A-W-K-T-U-A-H, not H-O-C-K, and then Tua, like Tagovailoa. Okay, got it. I normally do bear down and make sure I spell shit correctly. Names, cities, franchises. Normally. This one, I'm just like, I don't know. It's probably spelled a bunch of different ways. Who knows? But one 29-year-old said this made him question whether he should listen ever again. And makes him wonder if I've lost my fastball. Well, anyone knows that I've lost my fastball. I'm Jamie Moyer right now. I'm throwing junk up there in the low 80s at best. What's that? No. Yeah, you're right. He wouldn't know who Jamie Moyer is. Okay. You know what, Ryan? Google Jamie Moyer and you'll get the reference. And then he says, "I don't want you to get roasted or laughed at. Not a good look for you." Man, oh man. He then, Ryan, did finish our exchange by saying, "To be fair, Zabe, you do a pretty good job of being, quote, cool with the love of gambling and trips to Vegas, as well as the drone and technology stuff you're into. I apologize for calling you old. That was out of bounds and a personal foul. Just for the future, if you plan on using a red-hot meme for the title of your Zabecast, double-check the actual name of the meme. Not trying to be the grammar police. Just with a meme like this, getting it wrong comes off as a failed attempt at being, quote, cool." Well, you kind of are being the grammar police. And if I may, young Ryan, I don't know who would be the arbiter of the official spelling of spitting on a penis? Because that, I thought you said you weren't going to be there. All right, sorry. People are going, and you got on J.J. Redick for a couple of F-bombs in his presser. Listen to you. Look at you. And then finally there's this. Homer Simpson once said about...
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. Yeah!
We take you to Washington, Michigan for the Monday qualifier for the PGA Tour event in Michigan this week, the 2024 Rocket Mortgage Classic, a pro tournament on the PGA Tour. And there is a guy who follows Monday qualifying. His name is Ryan French. He's got a great account for golf nerds called Monday. I think it's A Case of the Golf One. A Case of the Golf One. And the headline of his Twitter account is Monday Q Info. He basically just follows Monday qualifying. This is trying to punch your way into a PGA Tour event where you can possibly win money, win the tournament, change your life. It's happened before. Well, Nick Benz ends up qualifying for the Rocket Mortgage after an 8-hole playoff. Not only did he make clutch putt after clutch putt in this 8-hole multiple player playoff, but he works at Golf Galaxy, has never been in a pro event in his life. He's just a stick. And after he finished his regulation 18 and knew that he was going to be in a playoff, knowing that to win the playoff or at least to finish inside the cut of however many spots there were for however many people, he was so nervous about it that Nick Benz decided to chug not one, not two, but three beers sitting there outside the clubhouse. Wow. From Golf Galaxy to teeing it up Thursday in a tour event for money. I assume he's going to play for money, or maybe he's going to keep his amateur status. I'm not sure quite how that works. But still, that is a hell of a story. And like I said, there is nothing illegal about chugging a beer to calm your nerves, or three, before you tee it up in the biggest playoff of your life. Already, there's been several tour players saying, oh, please, pair him up with me. I want to meet this kid. This kid sounds like a great guy. Kevin Kisner's already said, I'll take him. Let's go. This ain't no hobby, boys, as Kisner once famously said. All right, that's enough for me. Damn it, it's near midnight, but I'm glad I stayed up. All hail the Florida Panthers as your Stanley Cup champions, worthily so. The ride that is sports has clattered into the amusement park pergola for you to exit safely to your left, and we'll see you again in about 2 months. Thanks for listening. Rate and review this podcast if you feel like a special amount of dedication and effort went into it, and that you enjoy my commentary on sports and life and everything else on a daily basis. And if you really want to support me, don't just rate and review and leave a comment, which tickles the algorithmic overlords. Subscribe and flip me a $5 bill once a month. That way you get Fridays thrown in for the 4 free days, Monday through Thursday, and you'll be able to skip the ads in these podcasts. So you got that going for you, along with total consciousness on your deathbed and 3 beers before a playoff, which, as they say, is nice. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.